Selecting a new Escambia County Administrator will take a bit longer. Instead of making the decision Friday, the County Commission voted 5-0 to put it off until April 3rd. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
For 3.5 hours Thursday, the Escambia County Commission listened to its 5 finalists to succeed the late George Tuart. Beforehand, Chairman Lumen May once again criticized the selection process conducted by the Dallas-based headhunting firm Waters Consulting.
Quite frankly, I am very disappointed that we didn't have any minorities, women, or people of color. I've had several professionals to look, and there were many candidates who were not brought forth, who had more years of experience, higher levels of education, and more years of education.
A motion to include Interim Administrator Larry Newsom failed on a 3-2 vote, but he remains in play even though he did not apply for the position.
From the debacles with ECUA, from the local option sales tax, taking over the library, taking over the jail, trying to handle economic development, you don't bring someone new in my opinion, to take over those kinds of projects. He worked on all those for George.
The commission went back into special session at midday Friday with Wilson Robertson repeating an 11th-hour push for Newsom, as did Commissioner Gene Valentino.
If we don't include him at all, and it was me, I would consider it a slap in the face. How dare we turn on the backs on the guy who was there at the ready during Hurricane Ivan, the BP oil crisis, things I'm not even aware of. How much more has been done for this community that we 5 commissioners aren't even aware of?
Chairman Lumen May and Commissioner Stephen Barry favor considering only the 5 finalists. Barry says this is not an evaluation of Newsom's job performance.
The issues that he's been involved with, me personally, have went very well. He's done a very good job and he's been effective. What we're talking about is going forward. I think we do have the next permanent administrator in this 5 that can be successful in Escambia County, and I'd like to move forward with that.
Another in favor of hiring from the 5 is Commissioner Grover Robinson, who took exception to claims from Valentino that the apparent consensus choice, Taylor County Administrator Jack Brown, had applied too late.
Are we going to follow some parochial rule?
Can Master
Chairman, would you tell him to shut up?
I'm not going to say that directly.
I am
this
so
is a,
tired.
This is a me with a CC to Tom
Mr.
Carter.
Chairman, I have a 4.
I have your answer.
I'm not interested in your answer.
You're not interested in the answer.
I'm interested in getting the truth.
Robinson was referring to an email dated February 10th to him and County Personnel Director Tom Turner from Andrea Sims at Waters Consulting, which confirmed Brown's application was on time. That wasn't good enough for Valentino.
There have been other defects in the process with Ms. Sims that have caused her commentary to be uncredible, and I don't accept that as fact. Furthermore, why would this accusation have come out in the first place?
Chairman Lumen May requested the Friday noon meeting, saying he needed more time to reflect on the finalist and to meet with Larry Newsom. He also supported the idea to solicit a certified letter from Waters Consulting that Jack Brown did apply before the deadline.
Because that's the image that people told me when I ran, that at the last minute they hire people, they pull people out of the audience and they hire them. At the last minute, it's an end and around, and that's the history of things. And that's why, even though my mind may have me wanting somebody else, I'm staying with this process with transparency.
The county paid Waters Consulting more than $25,000 to search for the 5 finalists. Besides Jack Brown, the other finalists are another Floridian, Ted Lakey from Graceville, who's a former Escambia County Road prison manager, Albert Pexna of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, former Pensacola City Administrator Bill Reynolds, and John Weaver from Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.